John Shea joins us. Baseball coming up, the Giants and the Texas Rangers. Shea Hay, as I like to say, boy, follow him on Twitter. Always good to catch up with him. But, John, another nice day in the Valley of the Sun, and, boy, baseball is coming right along.
You know, these Giants, it's unbelievable. The weather is beautiful, and these guys are winning. And the fans, it's amazing how they follow these guys more than I've been coming down here a couple of decades at least. And I've never seen the fan participation, not just at Scottsdale Stadium, but all over the Cactus League and around the street. I mean, the Arizona Diamondbacks play here. I think I've seen two Diamondbacks T-shirts, and everything else is black and orange. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Ron Wotus and I talked about this yesterday, the way the ball club is playing and the week the club has had. And well, let's pick it up with you just a little bit down in Goodyear on Thursday in Bumgarner. Maybe pitched the best game of his life Thursday, but still a lot of fans and Romo grooving one to Renteria. Kind of a lot of fun, but again, all the fans, Giant fans.
Yeah, that's right. After the game, I went up to Sergio Romo because it was pretty obvious that Renteria got a late at-bat, and, you know, a lot of minor leaguers are out there, plus Romo, and here comes Renteria, and it was a really loud out. It was a hard-hit ball to center field. So I asked Romo afterward, I said, did you groove that pitch? He said, well, yeah, I did. I mean, who admits that? You remember Chan Ho Park in the All-Star game against Cal Ripken Jr.? You wonder, you know, we always wondered, he denied it. But, you know, this is spring training, nobody really cares about wins or losses. And Romo said, yeah, I grooved it. You know, if Giant fans are going to allow me to give up one home run, he's the guy, you know, that they would allow me to give up a home run to. So that was kind of cute. And, hey, you know what, he got a huge ovation when he came to the plate. By Giant fans in Goodyear. And then the next night, we're in Peoria to watch the Giants and Padres, and Lincecum throws four, and the Giants' dugout is situated along the third base line, and the clubhouse is way up the right field corner. So he, after four innings, had to make that long walk. And he got a standing ovation. I mean, this is supposed to be, you know, the Padres facility, and he gets a standing ovation as he, you know, walks up the line. I mean, it was just amazing. And, by the way, when they played a night game, that day there was a day game at the Rockies Park, and they were playing the Royals. And somebody told me, who was there, that there were more Giant fans at the Royals-Rockies game than fans of the Royals or Rockies.
How do you explain it? Well, you win a World Series, but there's something, and I'll tell you how you explain it. Last year, it was 25 stories about 25 players, and it was the most unique, I think, season we've seen in a long time for stories about baseball players, and they really captured, I think, just more of the Bay Area and the nation. And honestly, it's just the beginning of it for the Giants. John Shea with us. Looking at, well, I'll give you one. Danny McLain. I want to, as you were talking, made me think of that. Danny McLain grooved a pitch to Mickey Mantle. Homer number, I think, 536 that Mantle hit. McLain said, I'm just going to throw it down the middle. And Mantle took a strike. And Bill Freehand said, yeah, he's really doing it. And McLain did it. And Mantle hit one in the upper deck in right field. So there's a little bit of baseball precedent for that. But this ball club is playing decent baseball. As I said to you earlier, Ron Wotus and I talked about it. They're playing good baseball down here.
The pitching, it seems to have carried over from last October, not missing a beat, you know, from, you know, the starters to the relievers. You know, Wilson had some lower back issues early in camp, but he's been pretty lights out whenever he arrives. And, you know, they're as deep as they've been. And, you know, they go five deep in the rotation. And, you know, Jeff Suppan, who is here basically as insurance in case one of the five get hurt, you know, might be out of a job at the end of spring. He has something in his contract that allows him to go to another team rather than going to AAA Fresno. And, you know, the issue with Matt Cain, you know, we'll see him very shortly with the elbow. But, you know, he had the simulated game, and, you know, that might be the best news of the week for this team, that, you know, he felt okay out of that simulated game. But, I mean, the wins and losses, you know, are secondary. You remember, though, the Giants had the most wins in the Cactus League last year, so maybe it does count for something.
Well, it's the way you do it, and their bullpen's been great at the end of the game. And yesterday, of course, the kids take over, and they beat the Dodgers 8-7. Today, it's Ryan Vogelsong, again, another pitcher, you know, in that five spot. We're trying to get that last spot on the rotation, or perhaps obviously in the bullpen, goes today against Texas and Tommy Hunter. Runsler pitched yesterday. Mota pitched a couple of innings yesterday. How do you handicap that last spot right now?
Well, there are three or four guys, and, you know, Runsler is an option as a long reliever. Mota is in that group as a possible guy. You know, the more you're able to go long, like two or three or four innings, you know, the better for you. That's why they stretch Runsler out a little bit. So, you know, I think it'll come down, you know, if everything is equal, Runsler does have options, so they could send him out. Mota, you know, is a proven big leaguer, you know, postseason, regular season, you know, veteran. You know, they might like him in the end. But then again, I mean, it's, you know, they were blessed last year with a lack of injuries, you know, throughout the staff, and especially in the rotation. They only used seven starters, and Martinez was the seventh. He only pitched once, so really it was six starters. You know, so I think it probably comes down to health, and if there's, you know, one guy hurt or one guy ailing or, you know, feeling not good, they could always, you know, include two of those guys in here. So, I mean, it's sort of premature to say. But I think you know, the health thing is, you know, a real fascinating issue is the third base and Pablo Sandoval. You know, but, you know, he's you know, I was talking to Wotus today about that, and he says that Sandoval is actually You know. I said, is he as good defensively, or does he look as good offensively as he did in 09? He said he looks better than he did in 09, especially with the footwork around third base. He's making a lot of errors, but obviously, as you've seen, he's a lot quicker.
All right, boy, John, nice to have John Shea with us. It's great to talk baseball with the beat writer. It's fun hanging on the dugout before the Giants take on the Rangers. There is one lineup change today. It's rather significant, I think. We waited for it all spring, and that is Aaron Rowand is in left field today.
Yeah, and I don't think he was expecting this. He came into the clubhouse and saw his name up in the lineup, and he met with the manager about it. But, yeah, he's in left field, and if you recall last year, any time he was in the lineup with Andres Torres, it was Torres who played center, the corner, and Rowan would play center field. They, you know, Bochy and Rowan did talk in the offseason. Rowan prefers playing center field. But you know what? In terms of helping himself get at-bats and helping the team with versatility, you know, I think they're seriously thinking about putting him there. You know, I think you're going to get a lot more if you're still on the team come opening day, and that's a factor. You know, maybe they're showcasing him, you know, for another team right now. But if you're here opening day, you're going to get a lot more at-bats as a left fielder, I'm guessing, than a center fielder, because they want Torres in there every day. He was out of the lineup, and they were a different team, you know, last September. And, you know, with his speed and defense, Rowan doesn't really match up anymore. And as a left fielder, it's something he hasn't played in years, but he's going to have to adjust, because that might be the only spot that he could get at-bats on this team.
And you have to have at-bats down here. You have to show people what you can do. And so Aaron Rowan in left field today for the Giants against the Rangers. John, thanks so much as always. Look forward to hanging out with you this week.
Oh, it's my pleasure, as always.